Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Chal Daf Mem Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting two lines at the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Lokeach min hanachtum u'min ha'isho. Someone who buys bread from a baker or from a woman, she oiz solim kol ha'shuk. I mean, a woman who's selling to the market, she's equivalent to a nachtum to a baker. Tzorich la'afish chalas d'mai. So then he has to be mafish chalas d'mai. But, mi balabais, so if you take from Balabais and someone who is a guest by him, so then you do not have to take chalazmai out of that. So here the Reb Chaim brings two pshats, two explanations. One explanation is that we're talking about maisris. Do I have to do maiser from the part which is chala? Do I say that there was maiser coming out of here? Or I say because if you're doing a fresh chala, probably the Amoritz fixed everything up before. And we learned earlier that in general, we're not choshish for d'mai by challah. So he's saying over here that it depends. From a baker, you do are choshish. From a regular guy, you're not. The second explanation of Chaim is not talk about maaser, talk about actual challah. Could someone eat bread of Oritz and assume that he probably did afarshas challah? So we say, if it's a baker, a professional that sells, you don't know for sure he did afarshas challah. But if you're eating in his house, you can assume he did afarshas challah. So we'll use here the second explanation of Reb Chaim, which means terech etzloi sosoi means that he's not paying for it; he's just a guest. Then you could assume that afreshes chala was done. But if he's buying the food from him and he's eating in his house, then he has. Then you still have to be choishesh for chalas d'mai. One condition is you have to have indication that probably this guy is serious about chala. Why? You see him bringing the challah to a professional, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that does a betaharo. Amoritz doesn't do things betaharo. You see he's bringing the dough to somebody else that do a fashas challah, that means he's serious about it, he makes a tor. According to the first chat of Reb Chaim, this is more glatt, because we question, did he do maestros or not? Say, if he's doing challah so carefully, he for sure did maestros as well. According to the second chat, if he's giving it to somebody to do a fashas challah, so what's the question? Of course you can eat it. Well, why would you assume he didn't do a farshas challah? The second explanation is discussing, did he do a farshas challah or not? Still, maybe the fact that he gave it to somebody to do it, b'taharo, shows that in general he's careful about challah, and that's the indication. Cheskas balabatim besuriol einu tzorich lafrish challah z'mai. When you have a balabatim, get from a balabatim in Syria, you don't have to do challah z'mai. Why not? Because we assume that most of what he holds, it belongs to a goy. Most of the dough in Syria belongs to a goy. So therefore, I don't have to do a chol of d'mai. But if you know that most of the dough belongs to the yid, to the ba'abais, then you are chosh to chal d'mai, because then you know it's not of a goy. Says the Gemara, Rabboin and Barachia, boy, Elisa do pligo Rabbi Shaya. Is that arguing Rabbi Shaya that we learned earlier that said there's no d'mai in Syria? Says the Gemara, and Dafin Dalim with base. Omar Mono, and here we're going to use the gears of Reb Chaim, kan bevadai, kan besofik. When I'm not sure who owns the dough, so then you say it's probably of a goy and you don't need a choshish v'dmai. But if you know that it belongs to a Jew, so then you do have to do chalas d'mai in Syria. Hi, we learned earlier that we said that chala and not choshish d'mai. So this is Gemara we addressed before, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutzot, you have two challahs. You have a challah that you burn, and you have a challah of a kohen. This may be the challah that you meant to burn it, and therefore you choshesh it's still d'mai. And that's according to the first explanation of Chaim, that the whole discussion is regarding maaser. According to the second explanation, the question over here is, did he actually do a farshas challah or not? If we can assume it belongs to a goy, so I'm not worried about it. If it belongs to a yid, so then I am worried about it. Continues the Gemara, it says, Mechziva adanor, the Gemara explains, Rab Chuno Omar Kini Mestiz, the way he explained the Mishnah, Miksiv Adonar, Miksiv Adomnom. Meaning you have a line going from the Ksiv to the Nar Mitzrayim, which is in the southwest of Eretz Yisrael. And you have a line going from Ksiv to the Omnom, which is a little more to the northwest. So to the east of Ksiv, you're going to Nar. To the west of Ksiv, you're going to Omnom. And don't think that it's just one long line going to the Nar and then to Omnom. It's two different lines. To the east, you're going down to the south, to the Nar, and to the west, you're going up to the north, to your Amnon. Says the Gemara now, Tani, Ezu, Ha'aretz, Ve'ezu, Chutzlarts. What is Eretz Yisrael? What is Chutzlarts? Kosho shofea mitavras omnom lifrim. Tavras omnom is like saying Turi Amnon, which means the mountain of Amnon, which is in the northwest part of Eretz Yisrael. So if we go down from there, through that mountain, and you take a straight line down, anything from there to the east is Eretz Yisrael. Mitavras omnom vilachutz chutzlarts. And for Tavras omnom outside is chutzlarts. That northwest point, that's the border of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Vanosim Shebayam. What about some of the islands that are in the sea? Are these islands belong to Eretz Yisrael or to Chutz La'aretz? So here says the Gemara, Atruoye Oison, Kilu Chut Matuach Mitavrus Omron Vanacha Mitzrayim. You look as if there's a straight string going from the Turi Amnon, the mountain on the northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, reaching Nacha Mitzrayim, which is in the southwest corner of Eretz Yisrael. You take a straight line down there. And if you have a straight line, you know, Eretz Yisrael, you see it today in the map, Eretz Yisrael's border of the sea goes in a circle. So that circle, part of the circle, is within that line, within that straight line that's going from Turi Amnon to Nacha Mitzrayim. So whatever is inside is Eretz Yisrael. Whatever is the outside of the line is Chutz La'aretz. So that's what the Gemara says. All the islands which within that circle that goes in within the line of between Turi Amnon and Nacha Mitzrayim, that line to the east, anything to the east, water, now water is Eretz Yisrael, anything to the west is Chutz La'aretz. I read the Shita is that anything to the west of Eretz Yisrael, right in front of the border of Eretz Yisrael, right in front of the land of Eretz Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael. So the entire Mediterranean Sea, Bepashtis, is included to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, what's the source to that? Ugvul yom, vayalechem hayam hagadol vegvul, zeelechem gvul yom. So the Yam HaGadol is the Mediterranean Sea, vegvul, the extra word gvul tells you that it includes the Yam HaGadol, that's part of Eretz Yisrael as well. So where is the border? So the Gemara from Me'amud Aleph, Shebetzdodi Mehem, what's the side which is not Eretz Yisrael, where is that border? Atroye Keilu Chut Matur, you see a stretched string, Mikalfaria. Kalfaria is a city above Turi Amnon, which again is the northwestern corner of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'adar Karnis, take a straight line from there till the ocean. And also, Minachal Mitzrayim Ve'adar Karnis, you take another straight line from Nachal Mitzrayim, which is the southwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, straight until the ocean. Me'achut v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, Me'achut v'lechutz Chutz La'aretz. Meaning, you have two straight lines. One going straight from the northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, straight out until you reach the ocean. And one going from the southwest corner, straight out until you reach the ocean. And then within these two lines, anything in between these two lines is Eretz Yisrael. Anything north of the northern line or south of the southern line is Chutz La'aretz. So according to Abuda, Eretz Yisrael continues the Mediterranean Sea until you reach the ocean. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo, Daf Mem Dalet.